To the producer, Supreme Candace. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm well today. How you guys doing?
Great, great.
And awesome. I hope all our listeners are well this week, and thank you for tuning in to another week of Truth Brothers.
I'm ready, man.
Yeah, this is, and I want to say a thank you to everybody out there who gave us such positive reviews for our first show.
What are you doing? Is dude coming back for encore,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, coming
what
back
is,
for a
encore. He is ready. Is he ready? That's
all
it. He didn't
right
get it. It was just said, nah, y'all didn't understand.
I know,
missed this
right.
Star Spangled Banner. They y'all didn't know, man. That guy, the little background, that was a cop singing the Star Spangled Banner
at a funeral
and screwed it all up. Like, from top to bottom, he screwed that up. And he's going, hey, man, look. He's going through it again.
I'm not doing this.
No, he
is doing it on its own.
That's
yeah.
him. He's
I
doing
am
it.
Not, I am not doing this. I've got it shut off.
Do we
but
wait for him?
Either way, no. Let's just continue on. Wow.
It's the people going.
Right. Okay.
It's the people going.
All right. Sorry about that. But while y'all hearing that nice little background music, we just gonna continue on. And man, how's your week been?
Man, my week has been great. You know, first off though, I have to give on a positive note. I like to start everything off on a positive note. Positive shout out to my man Anthony Davis of the Kentucky Wildcats, man. The
Woo!
Freshman dude, he is. That's like my family right there, dude. Had a great game today against North Carolina. He actually had the game-saving block with about 3 seconds left on the game. If you missed that game, you missed a great game, 73-72. Again, shouts out to my man, AD23. You're doing your thing, man. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. Hey, man, one and done. Get your education while you're there, but one and done. Go bring us a championship home in Chicago. You should come here. Secondly, on a bad note, we lost a great comedian recently, Patrice O'Neill. If y'all don't know him, he had a stand-up called Elephant in the Room. Hilarious, man. Absolutely hilarious. We lost a great comedian with complications of a stroke that he had, but we lost him Monday. But, yeah, just want to give the condolences out to his family. And say our prayers are with you and through this hard time.
All right. Also, our prayers is with Muhammad Ali. You know, he collapsed yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about
that.
Yeah,
he collapsed, but I didn't get any news of if it was. So obviously, it wasn't fatal, thank God, because
right.
we would have definitely heard it by now. So
right.
our prayers are with him. Also, our prayers is with Eric Sermon of EPMD. You know, he had a heart attack a week ago.
No, I didn't know that, though.
Did he?
Yeah, he had a heart attack a week ago, so our prayers go out to him,
to
too,
brother,
for the speedy recovery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't afford to lose any more rappers. There are so few left in the world.
Oh, actually, no. There are many rappers, but there are a few MCs. There you go.
True indeed.
There you go. That starts that day off.
But. Right. So before we get into the terrible truth news, which is what we was calling wacky news last week, but everybody said that name was whack, and I agree with them, so we're going to call it the terrible truth.
There you go.
But before we get into that, as everybody might know, Herman Cain, the Cain train, finally pulled into the depot today.
I thought Herman Cain was pulling this Cain train out.
Yeah, well, that's what done derailed the whole process, because he kept pulling the train out. Right,
that's wrong.
So yeah, I guess his wife wasn't with the program and done put the brakes on all of this.
Yeah, I see. The thing is, no, I had a bunch of things I want to say about the Cain, but hey, man, we're trying to keep. Hey, the FCC will not give us a free license to say what we want to say. But oh man, I could go for days on Cain and his groping.
Right. Right. So, So now that he's out of the picture, it looked like everybody who was behind him done jumped to Newt Gingrich.
No, Newt Gingrich.
Ain't none of them jumping to Obama.
No, Romney.
Oh, no.
Nah,
no
nah.
one's jumping to Romney.
Oh, okay,
He's too Mormon-y. They don't like the magic underwear.
But I'm
so.
Just saying, isn't Gingrich another version of your boy McCain? He's him. I'm looking as far as age and
oh,
look.
No, he's
whatever.
Not as old. He's not as old as McCain, but
whatever he looks
whatever.
Like.
Whatever. I mean, he don't have a shot anyway. So I'm just saying. Everybody look like they done shifted their support to him, and now he look like he's the front runner. But we'll see how long it lasts. They all take turns every week. So
yeah, I mean, because
it'll rotate back to Michelle Bachmann, and then oh boy, watch out.
Yeah.
So
because I heard last thing I heard though was actually Gingrich was taking shots at Romney, but then
because he's the front runner. That's what he's got to do.
But yeah.
But just to update what we talked about last week, we were talking about the Occupy movement, and if you notice, all the major cities this week magically just swept all of them people out of the park.
Oh,
like
yeah,
all of them, just all at the same time, like magic. Like they was given orders to, okay, that's enough of this.
Yeah,
they gotta go.
Yeah, here's your papers.
All right, so you know, getting on with that. So you know, with all of that out of the way, let's get to what we call the terrible truth.
All right, I'll kick this off. Hey man, this story is called Swedish Man gets sued for child support. Now, I know that doesn't sound like, hey, why would a Swedish man get sued for child support? But I'm going to tell you why. A Swedish man donates his sperm to a lesbian couple so that they can start a family. However, the same-sex relationship did not last, and the woman ended up suing the biological father for child support. She won, and now the generous sperm donor is coughing up over $3,000 a year for child support.
Wow.
All because they asked him, did he use, I think that's why they have the sperm banks, because that's the way you get protected. But I assume they came to him and said, hey, we like you.
Right.
You like us. We get along pretty well. We like the way you do things. We like for you to help us. And who is he to say no?
Right. It's not like he got off with, hey, man, we want you to go in this room. They said, you can go in a room, but I'll be there laying on the bed. See, that's the difference. He took that.
What caught him up in court then.
But, hey, honestly, man, he should have had something drawn up in the beginning.
Okay.
To say, hey, look, hey, since we're not going through this the legal way, hey, if I do this, if y'all don't work out, I mean, because I'm doing it just for the thrill. It's not.
I'm being a generous guy. Right. Who am I to say no?
Right. You know. And if he had that certain document written up or whatever for him, he should have had a document written up like, hey, look, you cannot come back at me for little Trevor. I can't do nothing
for
little Trevor.
Right. Plus, my wife don't know that I'm donating this to begin with.
When I bring her around, just act like he looks like me, but don't say it's me. Yeah, man, he looks like your husband. Yeah, but you know, we together, me and my stud here. So,
wow.
I'm just saying, man, it's real.
Right. So, I thought that Well, yeah, that's what the sperm banks are for. I don't know.
That's the sperm bank, but dog. Like, if are you gonna turn? Hey, man, yeah, I could go in here with this magazine and full of Playboys, or I can go play with hers. What's the object?
Well, obviously, because he didn't go into the room,
he's getting hit 3,000.
He's getting hit 3,000. So
man, whatever.
Yeah, okay. I take it. You would have chose. You would have chose his. You said, Your Honor, I'll take the bed for 2,000. Wrong answer. That will cost you 3,000. Next case.
Survey says.
Oh, that's right.
That's
the wrong answer.
But okay, so outside of that, did you hear about the other one though? I don't know if you heard about this one, but
well, wait a minute. No, wait.
Oh,
it's my turn.
Okay,
we
got one better.
I think so.
Let's hear it.
I think so.
Y'all see how he do the truth, brother?
Let's shut me this one out.
Docket.
Toast argument lands sister in jail.
Toast argument. Not
toast as in
and
bread?
That's right.
Okay,
because
I'm thinking.
As in put two slices in the little machine and pull a lever down.
Hey, I want to congratulate y'all for a wedding.
Not that toast.
The
toast that go with this complete breakfast of frosted food.
Keeps the brand in you.
So, authorities in Florida said that they arrested a 21-year-old woman who allegedly attacked her sister during an argument about toast.
I'd be damned if you take my leg off. But go ahead.
Okay. So, in Florida, 21-year-old Maria Victoria Albacato.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, walked into the kitchen of her home around 1 p.m., 1:40 p.m.
They eating toast at 1:40 p.m.?
Hey, when you ain't got no job, anytime's a great time for toast.
There you go.
Wow.
So she gets up and became enraged when she saw her 16-year-old sister using her bread to make toast.
I bet she was all a 375 on the weight side. I bet she was all a 375 on the weight side.
And she was sleeping, was just dreaming about toast all night.
Toast and her white boyfriend.
That's you go again.
I don't like pressures. I'm sorry, man. I don't like pressures.
Oh,
okay.
I see what you're talking about. Pressures.
Yeah.
A light-skinned boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mama said, come in here and help me make this toast.
Yep. Who told you to put that wonder in that toaster and slap the Jesus out of it? That's what she did.
Right. Okay. Investigator says the sister apologized, but but the other sister was not satisfied and struck the younger sister in the head with a 6-inch metal cooking pot.
That was precious.
What, a pot?
With a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
I done told you about frying my burritos in the toaster. You gonna learn.
Yep. Like
you are gonna learn.
You got up that morning. I swear I smell my Wonder Bread cooking. Is you eating my bread? I done told your ass about eating my toast.
Wow. Are you serious, man?
Dead serious.
I did not know it gets that real with toast.
And then she pulled her hair and slammed her head into the ground. She did an Adamican Sue on her.
Wow.
Over toast.
I'm thinking.
Now, imagine if she had got to the jelly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it would have been too, man. You know, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you are not going to just smear my smuckers all on that damn wheat bread. Okay, you's a nigga. And I mean, I'm saying.
Oh,
boy,
but I'm just saying, hey, man. Y'all. Whatever. That's retarded. But I got one. I got one that might get you better than that.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Check this out. Rear man blames collision for being gay. Yes, sir. Hear me out.
Excuse me, I'm gay.
Where's my little B album? A man turned gay after being rear-ended. Not really.
Oh, wow. That'll usually do it.
This guy got into a rear-end collision several years later. The man left his wife, started frequent gay bars, claiming the rear-end collision changed his personality. Obviously, more
than
that.
That usually does it.
Here's the crazy part. This newly established gay man was awarded $200,000. His wife was awarded $25,000.
Wow.
Wait. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Yeah. I know.
I guess that's the second time she got the short end of the stick then, huh?
Ooh. Yeah. About that.
Sorry.
Yeah. There you go. But, again, like I was saying, the man left his wife. He started attending these gay bars, claiming that the collision that hit him in the back changed his personality.
That's usually what happens.
That's what I thought went down anyway. But obviously more than that, this newly established gay man was awarded $200,000. His wife was awarded $25,000 because her husband turned gay.
So was she in the car with him?
No, she wasn't in the car.
What did she get $25,000
I guess because pain and suffering or whatever
and lack of
probably. I don't know, but I just know the guy. First off, you know how many women are at the house right now? Like, aren't you gay yet? Like, because if you're getting $25,000.
Yeah, but she lost her husband and he got 200 grand.
Whatever. Hey, $25,000 and getting him out the house works just as fine. I'm sure they're saying this. I don't know.
Hey, anybody
out there listening, if you feel as if, hey, my man's gay, I take the $25,000 so he can go live his life with Ron, then so be it.
And that's right. So give us a call at 818-514-1202 and tell us about it. Just come out here and just let us know what happened. Look, man. Hey, what can I tell you?
Look, if that's your preference, again, you know, knock yourself out, man. But I just don't see how. Well, I can see how getting hit in the back can make you gay. I'm just saying I don't see how a rear end collision can make you gay. Maybe that's just me. There you go. It's always sweet at the end.
Always a check at the end.
Wow.
I guess he checked in the cash.
I guess he hit that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Literally, right.
Yeah, he's hopping over. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, hey, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Prop 8.
Yeah, hey, I don't know. I didn't know a car accident could do all of that to you, but I know this. I'm gonna keep my seatbelt on after that.
Oh yeah.
So,
Make sure you don't sit on pop bottles when you get it either.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what. Here's one for you. Repelling Santa becomes stuck by beard. Palm Beach Garden, Florida.
What?
A Santa who attempted to make a grand entrance by repelling from the ceiling of a Florida mall was slowed when his false beard became stuck in the equipment.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little bit painful.
Was it his actual beard or
said it was a false beard, but it probably, you know, they tend to glue them to their face, so when the kids pull it.
Stupid.
Hey, yeah. Matter of fact, you know, that is going to be our topic in Iowa, too.
Yeah.
So, how many Santas rappel off of a building?
No, not kids pulling at beards, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear about it later, but go ahead, bro.
All right, well. The officials at the Garden Mall in Palm Beach said that he was a professional rope climber, beginning his descent from a catwalk Saturday and halting almost immediately when his beard became stuck in the equipment. And yeah, like I say, depending on how fast he's going, because I've rappelled before. I rappelled when I was in the military, and if you're not knowing what you're doing, you can gather up a nice head of steam, and then to get stopped all of a sudden after all of that momentum will mess you up pretty bad. Remember, Hugh Jackman got hurt on the Oprah show trying to show off doing a stunt off one of them zip lines, right? And it caught him and warm up pretty bad.
Wrestler.
Yeah,
on hard
him too.
Like
him
that.
Too. Yeah. So that stuff can hurt, man.
I'm just why wouldn't you just walk out the little fake Santa's warehouse and sit on your magical throne and say, hey, you know, Santa's here, ho 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 ho, or whatever you say, and bam, life's great. But no, you want to come making this grand X game entrance, and now you look where you,
for real.
Now look
seriously.
Where you at. Look where you
seriously.
At.
Seriously, and like I say, man, that stuff's gotta hurt.
Yeah,
that stuff has gotta hurt. And in the end, was it worth it? Because little Billy just wanted to sit on your lap for 2 seconds, give you a listen, go on about his way. Anyway.
He had to get the party started before he sat down. He was like, "Yeah, we gotta get the juices going so that when I sit down, I'm ready." Like I didn't even know Santa did. Like, dude, I mean, when I was younger and we did do, you know, Santa Claus or whatever like that, yo, Santa was lazy, dog. Like it got to a point he didn't even ask you what you wanted no more. Hey, take the picture. Now get him off me. You know, I never had the Santa that
fact,
was.
Yeah, since this is this time of year, I'll introduce you to one of my favorite movies. This is one of my traditions. It's a movie out there called Bad Santa. With Billy Bob Thornton and Bernie Mac. Oh man, excellent. Excellent about Lazy Santa. You would like it.
I got it. I might have to go ahead and Netflix that. But I mean, I just that's what I know. I mean, the only Santa I seen in the movie was the one Morris Chestnut played when he was trying to get what's her name? That's the only what's her name? When the kids were setting up. Y'all know it.
I know what you're talking about. I never seen the movie, though.
Yeah, I
was
never
it Vivica
saw
Fox?
I thought it was Gabrielle
no,
Union.
It was Gabrielle Union.
That's okay.
And Boris Chestnut.
Okay, because them two did do a movie together, though.
They did a couple of them.
Him and Vivica Fox, right?
Yeah, they did that, too. Can play that game.
The Call Us Hate Each Other movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I do this because, you know, I'm a lady. But whatever. I don't get it. I just, like I said, the whole Santa Claus and ziplining and flying from the mall. First off, what mall were you in that you were able to do that? And just
in Florida. It must be a pretty big mall.
That's what I'm guessing.
Imagine
how the kids felt just
to watch him to watch Santa scream in pain and as why is he coming down off a rope? He's got magic. Why does he need this rope?
Yep.
Come on, let's go, Billy.
Yep.
No, but he's bleeding.
That ain't blood. That's pain juice. That is pain. That is Santa love that he spread down here. He's not hurt. He'd be here. It'll be all
right. Right. Okay. Well, look. I know you got. I know you got your turn coming up. So let's take this quick little break, and we'll be back in 60 seconds with more Truth Brothers Radio.
You know how we do, Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga Luddle hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble? Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Okay, now with that out of
you
the way,
know, you be that is who hanging. Don't love Jimmy?
Oh yeah,
who
oh, yeah.
don't love
oh,
Jimmy?
Oh yeah, I know we lean heavily on the hip hop side, but man, Jimmy's the man. Man, you gotta have some Jimmy in there.
You
not legit.
What? All right, I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk before I just ask you a question about something we didn't get into that we've been meaning to not literally touch on, but. What happened to the whole Penn State thing, man? Like, we were supposed to just dabble in that and then just to let people not dabble in it like, hey, you know, we
like,
enjoy this.
It's like they do.
Yeah, like yeah, they do down with defensive coordinators. I thought, but
no.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, to me it's just an ongoing case, and to me it's at a little low right now. I know they've had a problem trying to find a judge, and for the grand jury that's supposed to go on about the thing, because so many people are associated with the organization. The first the Second Mile thing?
Is that it?
Yeah, it's so many people affiliated with that organization that it's a conflict of interest. So hey, know. You know.
Like I said,
it'll be plenty of time. Because
a lot of
that.
Guys are coming out now just like, hey, you know, he did it to me too, and I for 13 years. And I'm like, all right, that 13 years, you could have been stopped coming up there. That's all I'm saying.
Not 13 years.
Dude, if you're coming up there at 17, you ain't even, you driving up there now. He's not coming to pick you up. Y'all are role playing now.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
All right. I got you. Whatever.
See,
I got you.
Go ahead.
Hey, no. I don't know what to tell you. Hey. To me, I'd have told. Like the one boy.
Oh, I thought you were back.
Like, yeah, no, I'd have told. Hey. Like the one boy who came home and said, oh, yeah, Mom, don't worry. My hair's wet because I took a shower.
She's like, oh, well, you know, y'all do get dirty out there on that
no,
field.
No. She's the one. Yeah, she caught on to that quick. She the one had him by to explain himself, and she had sheriffs and investigators in the other room listening to him explain.
I remember that.
She didn't sweep that under the rug.
I'm sure. You come home and, I feel bad for them kids, but I'm going to leave it at that because I can take that in many places. But I'm sorry, man. I did cut you off as far as your...
No, it's
your
cool.
Terrible
hey.
Truth news.
All right.
That's what he did to him?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's
right.
What he did. Yep, that'll learn
right.
you about
now,
getting clean.
Check this out. St. Port Lucie, Florida. A woman accused of dropping her pants to give a neighbor... quote, something to take a picture of, allegedly told officers about her Cuban temper.
Whatever.
Yep.
Was she Ricky now?
Hey.
Ricky Ricardo?
Mercedes Donahue, 52.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Nah. Not buying that.
Allegedly dropped her pants and bent over November 22nd when she spotted her neighbor taking pictures of her dogs running around without leashes.
Who wants to see that, man?
Okay.
That's why she did. I guess that was to be. She was being flippant or whatever.
No, I don't. No, lady. Please, pull your pants up. Lady.
All I asked you to do was to just use the pooper scooper, and this is what you do?
Nah, she did that because she's been. Go ahead. Finish your statement, man. People kill me.
Yeah, this is getting to you, ain't it?
Yeah. Old. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The neighbor who said he's had problems with Donahue for more than 14 years told police the incident took place in front of his driveway after the woman spotted him taking pictures of her dogs, which he said he planned to use as evidence of them running around without a leash. I take it they got leash laws down there, and you're not supposed to be doing that.
We just covering all parts of the bread today, from toast to buns.
There you go.
We are covering all parts of the bread today. Go ahead.
The man said he could clearly see Donahue's genitalia and buttocks when she dropped her pants.
Where's the
so
noise?
Pointing in the direction of her buttocks. Then the police said Donahue, who allegedly then kicked rocks from her yard into the neighbor's land, told officers she pulled down her pants to give him something to take a picture of.
And excuse me, because I'm Cuban.
That's basically, yeah, she said, I'm an angry person, and this is what happens when you get her Cuban temper up. So.
Yep, and I know it was an old cop like, you Cuban? Well, here's the cigar, since you like pulling. Look,
Damn. Dog.
Nah, seriously, because that's horrible, man. Like,
it is terrible.
Who wants to see that?
Who wants to? Right.
She's what, 52? You said.
Yep.
Come on, man. Now, mind you, there are some attractive 52-year-old women, but
none
I'm
that
sure,
will do that.
I bet you it is.
None that will do what she did.
No, you crosses all retarded areas. That doesn't mean that you got 52.
He wasn't giving him something to look at for his pleasure. That was to gross him out.
And so she's saying, yeah, I know my body rotten.
That's right. Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah, I know.
You like taking pictures of dogs. Look at this.
Yep. Salami.
Trying to blow it. Right. Trying to blow that camera up. And I'm sure he was like,
yeah. That will not.
That's enough to make you do it, man.
That won't get the people going at all.
Yeah, but no, when she told the cops in the end,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to her.
I'm sure.
So, hey.
Did they arrest her?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Yeah.
Public indecency?
Yeah, very much so, yes.
All right.
That's indecent.
That's probably a citation at the max she got. She probably got a citation and this was like, hey, I'll be back over there tomorrow to moon you again.
But, you know, I mean, you know, people today, man, they be so disrespectful. Walking their dogs, they won't take a bag, to, you know, because, out, like last year, a dude in a town in Illinois had shot this young cat because this young dude kept letting his dog crap in his lawn.
Didn't he shoot him in the butt or something like
no,
that?
No.
Oh, he killed him?
No, yeah.
I remember hearing a story
Okay,
go ahead.
The dude... For months, just letting the dog just do whatever he wants in the guy's yard. And the guy's an older man, and he kept, you know how old people are about their lawns.
And their dogs, evidently.
No,
ahead,
but letting their dog, you know, and he got,
defecate.
He's like, hey, man, would you please stop? And he like, hey, man, screw you.
I know what
so,
I'm doing.
Right. So, you know, the thing eventually came to a head, and then the dude punched the old guy. The old guy went in the house, got the gun.
Well, then that's why he shot him, because he punched him.
And then the young dude said, hey, man, let me tell you something. If you pull that gun out, you better be prepared to use it.
Yep.
And he used it.
He punched the old guy, gave him the whole Kevin Hart speech. Nigga. Real nigga.
Right.
All day. Just me. By myself. Come on, man. Whatever.
You know, and I'm just glad the dude didn't get any jail time. He ended up getting, like, probation because they was like, this dude provoked him into doing it. And it's just it's that same disrespect.
Well, nah, man. I mean, where did he punch him on his property?
Yes, that's what he did.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're talking about crapping in the man's yard.
I thought that the guy came out his house and walked over to him and was like, hey, man.
Yeah, walked over to him on his lawn.
But that's not. I thought the rule was you can shoot them if they're inside of your house. I thought that was once they step outside of your house, you can't shoot them. That's what I thought the rule was. I'm serious.
No,
if anybody knows, call the Truth Brothers and tell me if I'm wrong or not. You know, 818-514-1202. But yeah, I remember that by heart. I know that.
Hey, you got it.
I know. But actually, I was just curious. Who was that? Out of nowhere.
Right.
Out of nowhere. But no, I thought that was the rule. Like, I know, I remember a guy was getting robbed, and he was, the guy who was running, taking the stuff out of his house was actually getting the things or whatever, and he ran towards the door. And when he ran towards the door and walked out, the guy shot him, like, at the door, but he shot him in the back. And the police arrested the guy for shooting him because he was heading outside of the house.
That ain't why he got arrested. They're gonna arrest you one if you protecting your property, and you're gonna get arrested on GP alone. But that don't mean getting arrested means you guilty. They just gonna cover. You know, they're gonna make sure everything is what it looked like, and you did shoot somebody, so you're gonna get arrested. So they can siphon through what the hell happened.
But that's what I thought the bullet in the back thing was.
No.
That was another thing that I heard.
No.
Like, you can't shoot somebody
In Chicago, there was an old woman who these young kids kept terrorizing her house, throwing rocks at her house for like 2 years. She finally shot one of them and nothing happened to her.
In the back?
I don't know.
But that's what I thought we were talking about bullets in the back.
If grandma comes out with a gun and you take off, you might catch it in the back.
But if you're sitting there like, oh, lady, you can't shoot. Cause you know, come on, we're gonna be honest.
Man, that's got nothing to do with it. If you climb through my window and you see me coming down the stairs and you try to get out and I get you, that's got nothing to do with the fact you climbed through my window.
Dude, first off, I understand how you're thinking because we're guys, but I'm just saying like the young guys who don't feel like they have nothing to fear and be like, lady, you ain't gonna do nothing.
No, but that's
tough.
Not what you said. You're talking about where you catch the bullet at. It's not the point that you caught the bullet. It's the fact of what you were doing to catch the bullet in the first place.
I got what you're saying as far as like he hopped out the window and he didn't see
right.
it and ran away.
All
yeah,
right.
but
so,
I got, I'm thinking if they throwing rocks at the house and she comes out, y'all stop throwing rocks at my house and pointed and they like, lady, you ain't going to do nothing, and she pops him in the front, then I'm
what's the difference? Because that's what happened to the dude and the old man when he said, hey, man, next time you pull out a gun, you better be prepared to shoot somebody. Like, he's been watching way too many movies, and old dude shot him.
In the chest.
In the chest. Right, that wasn't in the back.
I'm just
saying. He asked for it.
I got you. I'm just saying, like, I thought
like
it was
up. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? No, I think I'll shoot you now.
Yeah, but I just, like I said, I just thought that the rule was something about getting shot in the back or whatever the case may be. But maybe I'm wrong. I necessarily do not know right now. I just was curious because I've heard of people getting arrested because of the fact that you did shoot them in the back.
Right.
Although they were leaving your property or whatever. They weren't necessarily off it, but they were leaving. And, you know, they get arrested for shooting them in the back.
Back in front, the fact of that is we got some commercials to get to. So let's get these commercials out the way, and we'll be back with more Truth Brothers. Hey, man, this is what pays the bills.
Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. What the?
PCP and even morphine should never be in the hands of a little tiny orphine.
But we ain't helping, mister.
Oh, kid, I know the dope is good. I used to sell it. Hi, I'm Bullhorn. Now, the scene you just saw was soul impacting, but this scenario was just acting. On the streets, there's a bigger problem coming to a head. And if we don't do something about it, a lot of little orphans are going to end up dead. So fight smack in the orphanages. And if you see fit, remember when you give, to put your ankles in.
Brothers Radio.
Gorillas in the mix, the mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard truth soldiers in the game.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. All right, we're back.
Yeah, and real quick though, I wanted to say, I know I forgot to mention this earlier, but I don't know if you guys remember the Troy Davis story with the execution for the guy who was supposedly had killed this cop, off-duty cop.
Right.
And he was executed even though all the evidence against him was faulty and everything like that. But his sister died. Mm-hmm. I think this was about a couple of weeks ago. Real quick, I just want to run through something that the Truth Brothers just came across. I think her name was Martina Davis Correa, older sister of Troy Davis, who was executed in September for killing a police officer, died Thursday, according to media reports. Though his sister was 44 and she had been fighting breast cancer. She stood by her brother, who maintained his innocence in the death of an off-duty Savannah police officer, Mark Allen McPhail, in 1989. McPhail was moonlighting on a security detail when he was shot three times. But, I mean, it just goes on about how the case was for all the witnesses retracted their statements and everything, and he wound up still being executed. And it's been kind of bad for their family this year because the mother, Virginia Davis, she had died April of this year. So the mother died in April.
Wow.
He got executed in September, and their sister just died. And she leaves behind a 17-year-old son, a brother, two sisters, and it's a bad story, man. And I just wanted to out to her son, you know, condolences.
Right, to the entire family.
Right, I know. I'm just, you know, because it's got to be hard, man, you know, to lose your mom like that. And first you lose your grandmother, then you lose your uncle to some BS, and then you lose your mom. I mean,
yeah,
that. And I'm not saying it against just their they losing brothers and sisters. Yeah. And I'm just saying.
But I mean, it's got to be an amazing amount of stress that was on all that time.
Right.
Stress takes its toll, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But I mean, and the mom, you know, who did pass in April, she had to be, you know, it had to be hard. Like you were just saying, the stress or whatever. But it had to be hard to continuously see your son. Like he said, he was convicted in what, 1989 or something like that.
No,
and
it happened in
89. But I mean, he's been on death row for a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, they just did him in 2011. So
right.
That's a while. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying though. But it's like you gotta feel a certain way about that, though to the fact that the guy had already. He maintained his innocence through the whole thing, which when this actually happened, man, I was like one of the supporters of, hey, let's get this brother out because of what had happened, and the everything went bad. Like the witnesses went away and everybody else was just going backwards, and I'm like, why are we still executing this man? If at least let's give him a retrial. And
right.
he didn't even get that. So I'm like, what's
political expediency. Simple. Simple.
And that doesn't make it. I mean,
no,
I feel what you.
It. I know.
I know
what
you're
saying.
Saying.
It makes
it's
it
just,
right. But that's. I mean, that's.
I
what
mean,
it
that,
is.
That's just something that when it happened, man, it didn't necessarily touch home, but it kind of. I felt a certain way about that. Like I needed
right.
to do something about that.
Right.
Because of the fact that I read the story and I'm like, nah, this doesn't seem right. And then even afterwards, when the man was executed, I'm like, and it was brushed under the rug. It was like. Okay, well, he's gone. But then, I don't know if you remember, but a couple of days or a week after, another Georgia man who actually had footage of him killing somebody, and he got pardoned from his execution. No joke. I wish I could pull this article back up, but I actually had it posted on the page, on the Facebook page, that this was like maybe a week after Troy Davis was executed.
Mm-hmm.
This man was pardoned. From his execution.
Okay, but were they two different states?
I mean, yeah, but
then that's,
I get
well,
you,
but you can't. It's two different states. I mean,
I understand.
It ain't like it's the same group that said, okay, we're gonna do this one and not do this one.
No, I understand, but I mean, the legal system is supposed to be unbiased all the way around, though. That's what I'm saying.
Come on, man.
I'm saying supposed to be. Not. It's not. But it's supposed to be unbiased around.
We're all supposed to be free, too. Yeah, so, yeah, whatever.
That's shackles off my feet so I can dance type.
Yeah,
there
whatever.
You go.
Right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. But, I mean, you're dealing with two different – when you're dealing with two different states, you're dealing with two different systems. I mean, I don't know.
But the thing is, though, I mean, it was still a southern state, you know, which I mean
– So, what, they all follow the southern creed? They got a –
Hey, but because the other guy was white, I looked at it like, I'm going to be honest,
no,
the other guy
probably,
was white.
No, that's got nothing to do with it.
I'm
that
sure
has
it probably
nothing
did,
to do with
my,
it.
My,
because in Texas, that same week, one of the dudes that drugged James Byrd was executed
true,
in Texas.
True.
So,
I'm mean, just saying. But if this guy, if all I'm saying is, like, even Judge Mathis. He had came out and voiced his opinion.
Yeah,
about
I feel all oh, I feel way better.
No,
Judge
I'm not.
Mathis
look. No.
Well,
first,
right.
B.B. Cho, I'm not a huge. I've said this when I say this. He's not. I'm not a huge Judge Mathis fan. I think Judge Mathis is a younger version of McCain. I mean not McCain, but Kane. I'm be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
He's gropey,
I got you. Right.
But
yeah, he is very gropey.
That's what I'm saying. And
oh, and I'm not just. Kind of making that up either. I used to know someone who was his personal secretary.
Come on,
said
you just
grumpy.
You just huh. gonna put that out there, man.
Yeah, I'm not throwing out no names.
I know,
said
but
he grumpy. Said he grumpy.
Wow.
Can't
okay.
Right.
Anyway,
sorry.
like we were saying, the Judge Mathis. Like I said, I'm not a huge Judge Mathis fan, but he came out and said, but legally, hey man, you give this man a retrial. The witnesses have. Taking back
recant
their statements and everything. Why wasn't he granted a retrial? And
if anybody out there has any type of feelings about Troy Davis, why don't you give us a call, 818-514-1202, or shoot us an email or holler at us on Facebook or Twitter. Like I said before, we're everywhere, so holler at us, man. Our email is wewanttruth. And truth is truf@att.net.
You are on fire, man.
I'm
that is
trying,
you.
I gotta
you
get
are pushing
I gotta,
that
no,
business,
not really.
Man. There
and
you
I,
go.
Because I didn't get to some of our sponsors either, but We'll continue.
Okay.
So go ahead, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like I was saying, though, basically that's pretty much what I wanted to say about that. The system was supposed to grant this man a retrial. He didn't get one, and he got executed. But the guy, regardless, on tape, hey, no need to kill this man. He feels bad.
No, I'm not going to even be that sarcastic about it. But you know, the sad part is the guy that accused him was a suspect in a bunch of crimes.
Right. That's
which
another
is, which
thing.
Is bogus as hell.
But you still
now that's
killed.
Something that I mean, when you look at these, you got to look at case by case, and you can't transplant cases from other states.
I mean, if you're talking about the
death penalty in general, fine. We can talk about the states that deal with the death penalty. I mean, Texas is known for executing
for
retarded
frying.
People.
Yeah, for frying.
They're known for executing retarded people. So that's nothing new. Matter of fact, oh man, what's the governor's name? Regan Head Ranch. Come on.
I want to say Perry. Why did I say
Rick
Perry?
Rick Perry.
That's it. John Perry.
Right. Rick Perry.
Right.
Rick Perry executed a man that was just flat out innocent. He was accused of arson and was accused of setting his own house on fire and killing his family. Well, they had locked him up, found him guilty, and had him on death row. When further investigation went to show that it was no way that he could have started the fire and that the fire was an accident, when they brought it to Rick Perry, he wouldn't pardon.
No pardon for him.
No pardon. Gotta kill him because
yep, you know,
cause Republicans like for people to get killed.
Because he's a man. Dang, that
so,
is just,
you know, and you know, that's how it is.
But the guy's sister, Troy, I don't want to say the guy's, Troy Davis' sister was actually not just pushing for him to get another retrial, but she was also pushing to get the death penalty abolished anyway.
Well, yeah, because I mean, once you have someone you love
go through something
in that
like
system,
that, yeah,
right, you're
yeah.
going to become an advocate for trying to stop that type of stuff. I mean, in Illinois, the death penalty was put on hold because they had found so many dudes
right, and
on death row that didn't do it.
But that shouldn't that just be enough to say, okay, look, we don't need to execute people because we're continuously finding people innocent after, oh, well, they dead, so here's a flowers. Y'all put it on his grave. That's what I'm saying. I'm just...
Hey.
That's just you. Whatever.
No, I'm not. Whatever. But I mean, you're dealing. You're in a country that loves the death penalty. That people on
but what
will
is
say
that?
That they
what is that
they love
saying?
An eye for an eye. But you know they
but
love
you
it.
But you go
unless
by a different
you.
Creed, though. You. I mean, you say one thing, but go off. You mask that with something else.
And then, I mean, it's a whole manipulation of the system. Remember in the 80s, the Central Park jogger, the woman who was supposedly raped by like five black teenagers, and they sent these boys to prison and come to find out none of them did it. None of them did it. But it took DNA, right,
like
it took
that, yeah.
DNA evidence to prove that they didn't do it. But by that time, they're already gone. Their lives are wrecked. Their lives are wrecked, and come to find out that the prosecutor had hidden evidence and was supplanting evidence and had cops lying. I mean, cops are known for test the lying. They know
test
for
the lying.
That's what they do.
Test the
lying. They get in court and say
and
you did it,
lying.
Whether you did it or not.
True, they
remember,
beat confessions out of people.
Right?
Too. Yeah,
remember
I know
Orlando
that.
Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Orlando
yeah.
Cruz.
Yeah.
They accused him of killing this young little girl. And of course, if the police come and say we've got the culprit, he's the one who did it, and trust us. Of course, the family is going to hate this dude,
just like
the family of the fallen cop don't like Troy Davis. But that's because you done pent all your emotions
you have
on
to
knowing
make him killable.
That he's the one. No, not killable.
No. What I mean by that is the family. I'm gonna explain.
You've been
that
told
to
that. This is the person that did it. You
right.
you believe in the system and that's, believe that these cops are not lying to you. So of course you take your anger
and
put it into this person.
Right. And what
the little girl hate the little girl's family couldn't stand Orlando Cruz until the dude that was already in prison confessed to doing it.
Yeah, I remember that.
But they was
that.
All for killing him.
Right. No, the thing what I was saying was that a lot of people I read, from Regans to Gods was a book that I read, and the guy in the book, he said, you know, to actually, you can't, if you kill somebody and somebody, I don't want to say somebody, but they love them or whatever the case may be, it's kind of hard. You have to make them killable before you kill them.
Right.
Meaning
right.
that you have to, this is why we have to kill him, because
right.
he's but evil and carnage.
That's with anything. I mean, that's the same thing they did to Saddam Hussein.
Right,
one minute,
exactly.
One minute
exactly.
he's your boy, the next minute he's public enemy number one.
Yeah.
He's got to be the one, we got to get him. But remember, everybody, here's a guy, as bad as a person he was, and he was no angel, but what they killed him for, he didn't do.
True.
He didn't do
it. But that's under the rug. See,
right.
You, that's
right.
Hey,
but you made
what?
Him.
You are crossing
him.
Lines now.
Right.
You are getting too deep into your real. What you mean them bombs went off first? That didn't happen. See, that's what I'm saying. You gotta understand that, man.
Oh, right, right,
but,
for sure.
But I mean, it's just to me that we're always me and you, man. We're always joking and not making up stories, but we're always saying how the system is crooked, which everybody should know that the system is crooked. It's not designed to, in my opinion, it's not designed to help you at all. It's just the best thing you can
do, more or less.
The best thing you can do is stay out of it, stay away from
exactly.
it. Because
exactly.
if it catches up to you,
exactly.
you're screwed.
I mean, they can take anybody they want. I mean, almost anybody they want. You've got to fit a particular description. You've got to, I mean, when you notice all the people that John Birch set up, they already had records. He never electrocuted or beat up the family man with no criminal record who's got a job and a family. They
right.
never get them.
Right.
They always get the guy who's always can't seem to stay out of trouble, always trying to turn it around, always with some type of record. So when they put him out there and say, yeah, he's the one that did it, look at his record, people can buy into it. Matter of fact, it was some crazy dude who shot some dude out in rural Illinois over bees. Do y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah, the honeybee
yeah,
killer.
The honeybee killer.
I never
and,
heard of that.
Yeah,
he's
mentally unbalanced, but he shot this dude over out there in the sticks over honeybees. Now, when they did the investigation, they had found some police officer, some middle-class police officer in the suburbs, and they tried to say he did it. But the guy, he was a good cop. He had a clean record, and the people in his community came right out and said, oh, no, he didn't do it. It's no way he did it. And they stood by him, and that caused enough scrutiny for them to do further work and find out they were trying to pin it on him.
Wow. I didn't.
So,
I hadn't. I've
so
not,
your
I
your reputation and how you carry yourself
means
a whole lot. Matter of
right.
fact, remember the little girl, Riley Fox?
Yeah, I
remember
her.
Who was taken out of her home and killed.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing the police tried to do was say the father did it. That's the first, and they had arrested him and took him to jail, and come to find out, none of the DNA evidence matched.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
He ended up suing
that,
him.
That kind of like that. But that's that, and not just that, but the I'm trying to think of that, the eyewitness thing that happened with the lady who said that, yeah, I know this guy. He's the one that did this to me. He supposedly raped her or whatever like that. And it supposed it happened. And we was watching something like this not too long ago, man. It was the lady had said the guy had walked in and raped her at night. And then it came to find out that she pinned it on this guy, but it wasn't him. It was a guy that kind of looked like him. It was a
okay.
while back, but long story short, the guy maintained his innocence through the whole thing, said, no, I didn't do it.
So the DNA evidence cleared him.
No, the DNA evidence didn't kill him. The other guy came forward
and said,
no, he didn't do it. It was me. And the lady was like, oh, I feel so bad now. I ruined his life. And the guy who said, I told you I didn't do it, he was so calm with it after all this time. He's been in jail years.
Mm-hmm.
He's put a bid in.
Right.
And he's like, no, it's cool. You know, I understand. And I don't know how likely how cool I would be with that.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. Look, I be putting myself in their shoes. You can't lock me up for 20 years on something I didn't do. And I'm going to get out and be like, oh, I forgive everybody. I'm just happy to be breathing air.
That's exactly.
I don't think I can handle that. Can't put me in print and not come out. What is a weed? What's a laptop? Why the TV so big? What's going on?
Where's the back to my TVs? Why everybody taking these backs?
Right. I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
When I go to jail, there was only 2, 5, 7, and 9 for television stations. I come back. Like, no, I couldn't have
it. Whoa, what's with these heads? Oh, that's HD. My bad, I didn't know. I just see head everywhere.
Right.
What does that mean?
Why does the football games look so good? I couldn't handle that.
But that has to be hard to adjust to society now after you've been away for so long. That has to be hard.
Well, most people who get out of prison, they'll tell you, like, one thing they can't stand is lock doors. Don't lock any doors. They don't lock doors. Yeah, well, this is just psychological.
No, I got you. I'm just saying I've never had nobody.
Yeah,
I've been around and they came out of prison.
No, you remember next Friday when no lock doors?
Yeah, I remember that.
But they're just playing on the fact that, yeah, most prisoners don't like to be locked up at all. Don't like to be in enclosed spaces. Don't like that type of stuff at all.
Wow. I just, I guess, he paid, I know, outside of paying your debt to society, but reincarnate,
right.
But
do anybody out there ever got any relatives or somebody who's just come back from prison, and how are they handling it? How are they taking it?
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah, and the number is 818-514-1202. Again, 818-514-1202. Or send us an email on our Facebook page, True Bruhs, or shoot us an email through our We Want Truth, TRUF @AT&T.net.
All right.
But, I've had family members that's been to jail, but I don't want to seem, antisocial, but usually
right.
I just, hey, what's up?
Right.
And,
I got a couple of friends who went to jail, and I won't even call them friends because
exactly.
I mean, but none of all the people that I know that went to jail did it. That's all I could. They did it. So I can't sit there. And, oh man, this is terrible. I'll be, hey man, why?
You're responsible for what you know,
right? What were you thinking?
I got you. I understand that, but hey,
you
don't believe
the
whole Robin Hood theory. The whole, hey, I had to steal because I had to feed my family. None of that. No crimes like that.
No, I'm not saying that can't happen.
No, I'm saying
I don't know no one.
That's
right.
What I'm asking.
I don't know no one
in your world.
They can talk that crap, but no,
you don't believe
that. You knew the car was stolen when you got in it. That's where I'm at.
Yeah,
true. You knew the car was stolen.
You don't think that has happened, that people got in the car and they didn't know?
No, I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm
just asking.
For
in
the
your
people
case.
That I know that has,
hey,
dude, you
it.
Knew better.
The car
you,
had 20,
right.
So I had to get
you,
in it.
Right. You knew Bebe loved a steel car. And he pulled up like, hey, man, you want to check out the whip? And you knew when you got in it.
We didn't ask for it. You said, hey.
You knew, right. You knew when you felt the leather seats that these was too comfortable of a seat for him to be having.
Hey, man, where you get this car? Don't worry about all that. That ain't important.
Exactly. So,
well,
the
ride is important. That is
so
awful.
I don't know.
I had people.
Maybe I'm just too, because maybe I'm just being too difficult about things, but I just knew, man, one of the rules was my pops was like, don't call me needing bail money.
You know what?
Don't make that call because you wasted a quarter. Don't do it.
I'm not gonna get you out.
Wow. Don't do it. So,
wow.
You know if Mr. Disciple got a car, you better not
Mr.
get in.
Mr. Disciple. I didn't even know that's what they call themselves no more.
How you doing? I'm Mr. Disciple. Would you like to ride? No, thank you, sir.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. Okay, real quick, because we got like 2 minutes left before we got to go into this break. I'm going to tell you the story real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
When I was a teenager,
right,
one of our friends decided to join the Disciples. He's like, hey, man, guess what I just did? Lift up his arm, there's 6 points on his arm. Like,
yep.
Cool.
I'm Jewish now.
Right. So we walking around, and then he was like, hey, come with me. He takes us to the Disciple Recruitment Center. Oh, yeah. He took us where they was recruiting for fresh disciples, and they brought us in. They give us, dude, they had handbooks. They had bylaws. they had, they was just breaking down all this stuff behind their organization and was like, hey, and when you join, like the Army, when you join, you're going to get 3 hots and a cotton. Trust me, this is going to be great.
We give you 401ks.
All I knew is, it's no way in hell I can go home with a 6-point star on my arm.
Did you?
Because, no, my pops is not Jew. He ain't going for that one. He is not. I was like, man, I had to fast talk. Hey, look, you know what? I'm gonna come back tomorrow, but I gotta go. I gotta go change my granny's sheets or something. I gotta go.
We went to the recruit.
I got my butt out of there and straight on. Like, nope, can't hang around him no more.
Wow.
No, sir.
Nah, I mean, I know. I have. We all have those members, but they're great when times are tough. Put it like that.
Right. So. Check this out. We're gonna go ahead and go into a commercial, and we will be back with the second hour of Truth Brothers.
Coolest nigga, what?
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
He's a living musical legend. He's the mighty Marvin Clardy, the world's most arrogant gospel singer in the world. Introducing his greatest hit CD, God Chose Me. All of Marvin's most conceited classics are here, including his celebrated God Twin.
You made mistakes, leave a hill. Just ask God to be in. Mistakes, leave a hill. Just ask God to be in.
Order now and receive over 40 of Marvin's most praiseworthy, arrogant gospel hits, including
Jesus called me, and I put him on hold.
The congregation. Back of the congregation kids, my black head.
God Chose Me contains all of Marvin's most beloved tunes, plus a few of his big-headed bonus tracks, including God Made Me Better Than You.
God made me. They made me so much better than it made you.
You don't want to miss out on a man Gospel Illustrated called the most arrogant and least talented gospel singer in history. Pastor Marvin believes that only he has the power to get you into heaven. So buy this CD today or you're going straight to hell. Order now.
Don't trust them new niggas over there, leaving they nigger essence in the air. Them happy nappy head niggas with the fingers on the trigger. Don't trust them new niggas over there.
Lord of the Rings, all night standing central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, take it, you're rolling hip hop. Say day rolls, just you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say black dog, come to rock it up. From the first to the last of it, delivery is
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Yeah, we're back for the second hour of Truth Brothers. I am Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. And we're also here with our producer, Candace.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers
Radio.
That's right. So we're gonna get into it with our topic of the day, which is our symbols, myths, and holidays.
Right.
From Santa Claus,
Easter
to
Bunny,
Easter Bunny, swastikas, all that. We're gonna cover all that and we wanna know what you think. I mean, this is definitely the biggest time of year as far as holidays go. I mean, this is numero uno on the holiday chart. So I know somebody, right, everybody's participating. I'm sure some people are at Christmas parties right now. So why don't you give us a call at 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202. Or text us
or message us, brother.
Yeah,
you got the dag nabbit coverage. Your age is showing. But you can hit us on Facebook. You know, we True Brothers on Facebook if you're a friend. Or if not, even if you're not a friend, hit us a message on that. Or you can hit us at our email at wewanttruth, that truth is spelled T-R-U-F, at AT&T.net.
That's right. Or follow us on Twitter. I'm telling you, we are everywhere. And also, you will be able to get our first episode and every episode after that on iTunes. We posted our first episode up on iTunes last week.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. And hey, it's free.
That's right.
How
it's
can you
free.
Be free? Don't want nothing from you. Spend that on your fancy Christmas monies and
that's
whatever.
Right.
Give it out to the grandchildren.
That's right. And this portion of Truth Brothers is being brought to you by Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills. Sleep like a king.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is still bogus.
Hey.
Speaking of myths,
there you
that
go.
Dude, I miss that man a little bit, though, man. You
Michael?
Miss, yeah.
You miss him?
You don't miss Mike?
No.
You don't miss Mike?
No.
Wow.
No, and I'm not trying to be mean. I love Mike, man. I was five when Mike was doing his thing. I was telling people that was my big brother.
Really?
I was five years old, dude.
No, but you
this
know
is
what?
Little
in the
Michael
80s,
Jackson.
Everybody I knew on the block said Michael Jackson was a good.
Yeah, we're not talking about the
everybody.
Mike you know.
No, dude.
I'm talking about little 17-inch Afro. 17-inch
right.
Afro.
You knew.
Carmel Brown, Michael Jackson.
Right.
I grew up with that man.
You grew up with him and the brothers.
Right.
I grew up with. No, I didn't grow up
Dirty
with Yellow
Diana.
Mike. I didn't grow up with Yellow Mike.
You didn't grow up with Yellow Mike.
Hey, 83.
You were born.
Yes.
Okay, then you didn't hear none of that.
At three,
you
I was moonwalking. What are you talking about?
I got you.
Now you get I remember Thriller. What are you talking
right,
about?
I mean, his whole career is split up between
Yellow Mike,
post-Thriller, and pre-Thriller.
Okay, so does that because I remember
Thriller.
Right, but I remember I was terrified of the Thriller video. I was terrified of that video, and my mom used to, hey, you want to act and then watch that Thriller? And I'm like, no, please. Oh, my God, don't make me watch it. I'm going to cry. And
right.
I, yeah.
But just, no, I mean, I don't miss him because I believe that what happened to him was best for everybody. You didn't need an 80-year-old Mike. You didn't need to see that. You didn't need to see nose falling off and gray hair, and you didn't need to see that.
I would have loved
so
to have seen
fed.
A wheelchair moonwalk. That's what I would
right.
have seen. But anyway.
But, right. Moving right along, we're going to get into what we're talking about here. Santa Claus. Look, we had a story about Santa and Christmas on our first episode when we were talking about people rioting at the Walmart.
Yep.
And we had got into Christmas and some of the holidays, and we got a flood of comments on the Facebook and through the email, but nobody wanted to call, so everybody kept saying, "Hey man,
no." What happened was now here you go blaming our public. Here
I'm
you go,
not blaming anybody. That's what we're bringing this up for.
Hit you with the nigga. Here you go again. But no, actually, people were saying that we jumped off that, like we went to our next story before they because they didn't want to go back to right because
okay,
a lot
well,
of people wanted
that's
to
why
comment
we
had, on that.
That's why
we
had dedicated this whole hour. That's right.
Hour. Of we love y'all. Here's your story back.
That's right. So here's your story back.
There
but,
you go.
I mean, seriously. I mean, Santa. I mean, the whole thing of him of the extremes that people go through for this time of year. Like, man, rappelling off of down from a building just so the kids can go ooh.
But
ain't rocking me, man.
But I mean, that's you, bro. And I'm not necessarily saying that's just you. That's a lot of people. And again, I don't see the big deal. Like to me, I don't understand. Like shouts out to my dad, man. He's great man. I gotta applaud him for the fact that he allowed us to believe in Santa. He allowed us to do it. My thing was, I see now how hard it is to keep a household, to do this, to do that, to take care of your kids and everything like that. And then you give all the credit to one guy at the end of the year, like, hey, you know what? I knocked out the rent and everything else, made sure them lights was on. But this guy loves you enough. He brought you TVs and games and you like basketball. And you give all the credit to that man. But it's like when I got older, I realized that, you know what? My pop, when I found out that he was the one, I was more hurt that I found out it wasn't a Santa Claus than I was to find out that my dad was the one who took care of all this.
Right.
I mean, not just my dad, but my mom too.
Yeah,
but
when I was a kid, it was like, when you hit a certain age, it's like already in the back of your head. You kind of knew, you know, but you buy into it. But then after a while, you just like you knowing it.
That is, I mean, there you go.
I remember when I was a kid, man. The fun thing we used to do was, as soon as my parents go out for a party or go out to do something, we go on a detective hunt to find where they done hid the toys.
Yeah, of course. Every kid.
And
did.
Like, me and my sister did it one year, and my other sister was still a baby. She was like 2-3 years old, and we did it and found them, and we like, hey, you getting this? You know.
Right.
And then the next morning, my baby sister walked in the room and was like, yeah, we getting Atari.
Ooh.
They're like, what? Oh, yeah, we getting Atari.
Yeah,
we know it. It's over the garage.
You might as well just put it up. Why are we waiting?
Yeah. Who did they come for? Right into my room. Right into my room.
You little disrespectful heathen.
You have done it again.
This is why Jesus don't love you. That's when they hit you with all the blasphemous.
All right.
But, I mean, I know a lot of people who just do Christmas but say, hey, I'm doing Christmas. I'm not putting this towards you. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just, hey, I take care of everything. You can get your tree if you want that, whatever. But hey, I'm the one that's making this happen. Not no guy chilling in the North Pole with 8 reindeer. Is it 8 or 9? 8 reindeer, whatever.
9 with Rudolph.
Yeah, 9 with a whatever. And he's not bringing this to you through a chimney.
Am I right there, Candace?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Aunt Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Rudolph,
nine.
Right.
Yeah,
Rudolph,
nine.
Rudolph is an official reindeer now.
He leads the sleigh. He better be.
Right.
I don't know why I just got so serious about that. Like, hey, man.
Okay, well, here's a bit of trivia. Did you know that the dude who created Rudolph was from Chicago?
Didn't care.
Oh, there you go.
Just did not do anything for me
right
there. No disrespect to you, bro.
No, that's
but
all right.
I'm just
see
saying.
If I bring you any more history. That's cool.
I don't think that's history that matters. Hit your button.
No.
Hit your button.
No, I ain't got no button to hit. It's cool. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. But actually, I just didn't give. I mean, I got to give shouts out to the parents that just say, hey, you know what? I'm buying. I'm not going to tell you what I'm buying. Hey, where's your list? Cool. Bam. If you do celebrate Christmas, rather, bam, put that in the pocket, and we'll pick a few off this, and here you go.
Yeah, that's one,
I think
that's
there
one
are too
to
many
go.
Parents trying to recreate there are too many parents who are trying to create a magic, you know, with Christmas and, you know, this big fallacy of, oh, you know, there's some guy coming down my chimney bringing these toys in.
Right.
But then the kids don't really appreciate it.
Right.
I don't want to cut you, but it's like, as a kid, when we did celebrate and I did have, I remember the first time I actually had that belief of the magic of Christmas.
Right.
And it's a feeling you never really forget.
Right.
But it's like now I'm like, I don't know if I can, not for myself, but for my kids, I don't know if I can give them that. I would much rather say, hey, I bought you this. I got this.
Absolutely.
I got that. But, I mean, a lot of parents is just saying, like, hey, you know what, man? It's about the magic and
so
whatever
because
they're
children. Do you think, coming from that point of view, do you think that that might be a little bit selfish then that you won't give the credit to the fictitious character?
I don't know that, dude.
When you know
but
that.
I'm just saying, though. When you saying that, hey, I mean, I'm kind of with you. That's where I am. I'm like, hey, only heroes around here is me.
There you go.
Well,
only heroes around here is me.
Here's my thing. When you're a child, you can't control what your parents want to, you know, to put in your mind.
Right.
So to speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't have the know-all to say, hey, look, don't tell me anything about Santa Claus because I don't believe it. You know, that choice is not up to you. It's not till you become a parent and think about what it is that you feel Christmas means or, you know, if you wish to do that type of thing in your home.
Right,
I'm actually
right. I'm with
sided
you on
with
that.
You two. You
right,
know,
right.
In my household, I got it 100. At
I love
four
that
years
name.
Old, hey,
real.
Hold on.
Slap your chest.
Yep.
There's no Santa Claus. Let's not even talk about it. Let's not even go there.
Right.
So I was a kid, unfortunately, popping all the balloons at school, you know.
Ooh.
What I'm saying?
That's the thing.
Yeah. Really?
That's the
were
thing.
You?
Is that why?
That was you?
I was the one.
I knew my daughter came back crying for a reason.
Right.
I was the type of kid that thought, you know, I'm like, now, wait a minute. First off, you know, how are you going to fly around, you know, with reindeer? You know, that this is just me. You know,
so,
5 years old,
okay, so,
I just had
so
this
at
type
five,
of
you was making the other kids cry. You was
right.
You was breaking them down.
And that's
like, you know,
I mean,
you know your parents got you that.
Yeah, and you know what?
When they lose the tooth, oh, the tooth fairy gone.
Nope. I'm going to tell you exactly what
no
happened. Your mama pushed you off the bed when you were asleep, put the dollar under your pillow, and
right.
Rolled you back up there because
right.
You don't care about it.
Well, you know what? I wasn't like that, you know, not that over the top.
That's what
but,
I thought you was,
you know,
balloons is kind of cold.
I thought you was cold-blooded Spock about it, you know, believing in Santa Claus is a lot.
You know, you'll have a conversation with your friend, you know, they'll say, well, what do you think Santa's going to bring you? I don't think Santa's going to bring me too much of anything because I don't believe in Santa.
Well,
because,
you know,
they
walked
know,
away
and
from
like,
you saying,
you
no
don't
fun.
Believe in Santa? No,
well, and that's why I
think
a lot of
it.
People actually.
And then I was the one who would break it down and, you know, and say, let's think about this.
But see, now you're getting into the science of the thing.
But I think I've been here.
Yeah,
but I'd
appreciate a kid like that.
No problem,
I like
no
it.
Doubt.
Which, because think about what we do to push this thing on the kids. You got weathermen who swear that they can see Santa on radar and will go on the news and show you. Radar,
but
he's over here now, and he's over there now, and like,
have you
really
sent a letter to the North Pole? And,
right,
you know,
but that, you know what? That's
dick.
The thing that it's out of every other religion or whatever. This is the one that everybody believes in. This
wow.
Majority,
no, just the fact that you call Santa a religion is deep.
Oh come on, hey, come on!
Santa
I mean, if we, I'm not, I don't want to get into this. But if
wow.
We gonna get into this, I can do it. But I'm not gonna do it now.
Call us to a listen. Well,
yeah.
Fans
I
who
mean,
are listening,
that's,
call in.
Yeah. Do you people out there believe that Santa is a religion? Do you worship Santa? Maybe you
no,
do.
No, I don't think they worship Santa until December. That's when, or Black Friday. That's when we worship
say,
Santa.
No, they can't look and think about it. They have getting the Christmas theme going. They have literally just bum rushed Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving gets swept out the way real quick, and they're encroaching on Halloween. I mean, as soon as Halloween over, they get the Christmas stuff up right
I know
away.
People,
now,
I, yeah, as far as getting
so,
the design,
right?
I mean, the
so,
design, the decoration, and everything up. But I know people who actually do the shopping in August. And I'm like,
yeah, but that's what I mean. Sometimes that's just economically smart.
I mean, it is
shop
yeah,
early,
but I'm just like. Well, to get back to my initial statement, do you believe that this is why parents allow their kids to believe in Santa? Because they have to go to school and interact with other kids, and they don't want to ruin it for those kids.
Maybe.
And
that's a good question.
I mean, or
because I mean, I told my kids the truth. No, we don't.
But
do
you?
Santa
if you say, "Hey, there is no Santa," but look here, don't you dare tell them other kids it ain't one.
No, I didn't.
Y'all part
I didn't,
of a special
I never,
group.
I'm gonna be honest. I never thought of that. I never thought of that.
To mine. No.
Yeah.
No. Like, I got you. But I mean, it's just like because you know, even in school, like when I was in school. Parents, I mean, not just parents, but like the teachers was, hey, you see Santa Claus, you don't see, I remember one time in school, we did Kwanzaa, once in school, and I was
did
in the
that.
Third grade.
Right.
We did it one right. time.
Now here it
and,
is, now get it out the
yep,
way.
Yep, get all these, yeah, these three colors, you move them to the right. Now, everybody put up your Santa Claus beers that you made with cotton balls.
Right. Now, I mean, and okay, here's something that maybe people might want to think about. People who are very religious doesn't seem to mind sharing Christmas with Santa, and like Jesus can, hey, share, it's okay.
Yeah.
They don't mind that. But some of them get real uptight about Halloween.
Because
they
that's the devil's day.
That's devil's day.
I'm just playing.
Right,
I'm
right.
being
no,
facetious.
I feel you, but
you know,
I mean,
you know me. We don't, come on.
I mean, there's some people who really feel it, but I mean, Halloween is a whole industry within itself.
But
I
that's
mean,
that's
it's three. It's three holidays.
I get what
you're
saying.
The candy industry
mm-hmm.
relies on to turn a profit every year. That's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
That's Valentine's Day mm-hmm. and Sweetest Day. They need those. Oh,
Easter?
And Easter.
Easter. Yeah,
and
yeah,
Easter.
Easter.
And Easter.
Got to get cotton butt.
But they are they rely on these holidays to get over the top. Just like
sure.
toy companies rely on birthdays to maintain the quota through the year.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas takes them over the top.
True. No doubt.
If you look at places like Toys R Us, their entire profit is made in December.
Oh, I could, oh yeah, they can shut they can basically shut their store down until December.
And if you notice, they're trying to boost their profits by pushing summertime. In the summertime, when school's just about to let out, if you notice, Toys R Us would put out like a pamphlet or something saying
right.
all the summer toys, because they're trying to push people into the stores to spend.
I mean, but that's
to reinforce against Christmas in case the Christmas season.
But those
is bad.
those are really the top seasons when everything flies. I mean, like it's like when I was in doing my graphic design class and we had to do a thing called reaching your target audience. You got to know when's
mm-hmm.
the right time
right.
to push something out. You know, if you come on Saturday morning and you turn on your TV, you don't see XXX all day, every day movies. No, you
right.
see your Children Network, your this and that.
Right.
You got your Palm Olives for the women and kids.
Right.
That's your target audience at that time. Now, 11 o'clock, 11:30. You get your BET Uncut that used to come on. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Because
that's
messed I'm
up.
Just saying, though, it's all about your target audience. So
right,
they know
right,
that
right.
at summertime, kids are free. They're going to be at the house majority of the time. They know if they're going to be at home, they're going to be watching TV. If they watch TV, I can run this commercial with the Transformers. I run a commercial with the Transformers. They can push it to their parents. They push it
right.
to the parents. The parents push it towards Toys R Us.
Right.
We make a profit. But during school years, during the daytime, cartoons aren't on as much, but they push the soap operas because
right.
the women are home more
right.
majority of the time.
Yep.
So that's
right.
what I'm saying as far as you got to know when to strike. And they know when to strike and who their target audience is.
Right. So, you know, like
too.
I said, getting back to my question, if you're very, very religious, I mean, and like a lot of like Fox Television, a lot of right-wing stations swear that there's a war on Christmas, that Christmas is being pushed out of the way for all these other things, for all this like Kwanzaa and Hanukkah.
Ain't that
and people call it the and people calling it the holidays instead
yeah.
of Christmas.
Right.
They get real offended at that. But you know, but they're not focusing on Jesus.
No. Nope.
They're focusing on Santa. And
you don't
Santa
see,
is kind of like the poster child for materialism.
Right.
I was gonna say,
it's
yeah.
like you don't see when you're doing the Christmas parade, you don't see Jesus on the floor.
Right. The end of the Thanksgiving Day parade, they don't have Jesus up on the cross coming, "Hey kids, it's that time."
But like you said, he's just
take my arms and stretch because I want to hug.
Just like the little gecko for the Geico commercials, you got Santa for the holidays.
Right,
you know,
right.
But then,
right.
and also, a lot of, here's what's crazy, a lot of Christians or whatever are getting upset because they're not calling it Happy Xmas. Why are you Xing out Christ? You're not going to do that. It's Christmas.
Right, but at the same time, they'll send Santa into the church.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But no one's on the Christmas side that's pushing that it's supposed to be about Jesus.
No.
Because
I mean,
Santa
I can't say that. I can't necessarily say
well,
nobody.
No. I'm not saying across
majority,
the board
right,
nobody,
right, right,
but the majority
right.
is not saying, hey, this is supposed to be about Jesus, because if you get into Jesus too deeply, then you're going to have to get into principles. And people don't like to talk of principles.
And Jesus.
Principles is hard to skirt around.
Oh, yeah.
Principles, but just, hey, Santa and the magic. I mean, you know, As a young child, man, I had an aunt who was real militant, and she had a big effect on me, probably as you can tell. But one of the things she used to say is, you know, don't you? It's kind of messed up that you tell kids that white people are breaking to your house and leave your toys, but black people are breaking to your house and clean you out.
You take what the white man gives you,
right? And at the same time, I mean. Don't you think a lot of white people might be offended when you got a black Santa out on the
Oh, I told you the joke. I told you the joke. I had seen when the guy says, yeah, man, my Jesus is, I mean, my Jesus.
That's getting into something else, right.
My
my Santa Claus is white. And dude said, no, Santa Claus is black. Nah, Santa Claus ain't black because I don't fear him. That's, dude, I was
but
like,
I mean, when you, I mean, for some of them people, I mean, maybe it you know, do you know where the line from Santa comes from? Santa comes from Eastern Europe.
I heard it was, well, go ahead. You
mainly
I know
Germany.
You, yeah.
And it was Father Christmas, and Kris Kringle was Saint Christopher, and all of this. But really, the whole image that you know of Santa right now with the red and the black belt and the down the chimney and the white beard came from Coca-Cola.
No doubt.
And that's true. Your whole modern day image
he
of
looks
Santa
like a,
came
a,
from Coca-Cola.
Looks like a big Coke can. He does. B100. He d-
wow.
But yeah, that I mean the and when Coke went back to their retro, they would have it on the little toy trucks and
yeah.
Was, that's the original that was the original drawings that they used to advertise Coke during Christmas back in the day.
Right.
And that's right. Where the modern thing came from. The whole thing about the chimney and the this and all that came from, was it the night before Christmas?
Right. I mean, my
all just, that just I mean that's how a myth gets built. You that cultures add on and add on.
Yeah,
and
you
then
have
it just,
to.
It just takes on this whole life of its own.
So who brought in the mistletoe? Because I want to say thank you. Nobody.
That's a good question.
Nah, I don't.
We'll have to get back to you on that.
I'm just here. He know. Hey, he's the walking book of knowledge. Say something.
You on the spot. Say something.
But that was just a joke. But no, I mean I want to really get back to the whole.
No, the mistletoe came from Germany along with the Christmas tree.
Then why do they kiss under the mistletoe and not the Christmas tree?
Under tradition in Germany. I forget what even mistletoe was made of, but the whole thing about
mistletoe?
About a mistletoe.
A mistletoe.
Stupid.
But no, I mean, I really wanted to get back to the whole allowing people to really call in. Like I said, 818-514-1202. If you allow your kids or, you know, anybody who, you know, you're bringing up right now, your niece's nephew, if you allow them to believe in Santa Claus or
right.
to believe in these fictitious figures just but because.
Like, right,
mean,
but like you said about Halloween. Halloween was not Satan's day, but it was the day for the dead. It was supposed to be a celebration of those that passed. And, you know, the whole, I mean, to me, it seems like it's like a psychological balance for society that it's to give a balance. You got
Christmas.
A time for, well, not even a Christmas, but a time to celebrate the dark side. And they push Halloween more as like, we're going to celebrate the dark side, witches and whatnot. And according to how they see it, because witches weren't necessarily evil. Matter of fact, witches or Wiccans were. I'm talking about religion now.
I got you.
And they just will always got a bad rap.
Because they, yeah, a lot of people, like, I knew somebody who didn't want to let the kids, they thought it was a, what was this? It was a cartoon that they wouldn't let the kids watch because they thought that they would start wanting to study witchcraft. And I was like, really?
Was it Wendy?
No,
Casper's friend. She was the little girl who was.
No, I know what you're saying, but it was something else that I knew somebody who they would not let their kids watch this. It was a show or something.
Oh well,
the show with the Charmed. I'm sorry, it was Charmed.
You okay? Well, you ain't got to go. That's not going far back. That's not going back far enough. Let me tell you something. The number one show in television in
Bewitched.
The 60s into the early 70s was Bewitched. When it went off the air, it went off the air at number one.
Okay.
And she just got tired of doing it. Elizabeth Montgomery got tired of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a whole lot of people who loved that show, but then there's a whole lot of strictly religious people who cannot stand that show.
What's the big deal?
Because she was a witch.
I mean,
witches aren't supposed to be Christian and holy, and they're supposed to be
evil. But Christians are supposed to love everybody, so.
But they didn't love Bewitched. And what was funny, man, it was an episode of that show where, you know, the husband was an ad executive.
Yeah,
he made
Darren.
Up, he made up slogans, right. So he had got something for Halloween, and he drew a picture of a witch. that was supposed to be, you know, the chick with the long nose, the more traditional type.
The evil looking one
to push this product. And what was her name? Samantha had a fit. Because Samantha was like, no, you pushing negative stereotypes about my people.
Hey, I'm with it, man.
And she does that look like me? Right.
That's like if Truth Brothers come out with a poster and they got us up there back to back holding 40s and guns. This ain't how we roll.
Dig that. I mean, matter of fact, you know, it's kind of funny, man. Television back then covered a lot more topics more truthfully than they do today, man. I remember one episode of that where the little girl had just got her powers, right?
Yeah.
And she thought it was cool. She had a little black friend and she thought that she was so cool. So she said, oh, I got it. So she made herself black and made the black girl white and they go home. And as they would say in TV Guide, and then the hilarity ensues.
Yep, wait till they get a load of this.
All right.
Wow.
But, it's about that time to pay some more bills. So we're going to hit you with a commercial break, and then we will be right back with the rest of Truth Brothers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, described in a live transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual on the suit of
Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look. I googled anger management technique.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife direction to hell.
Yeah!
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
Brothers Radio.
Murder capital, will be murder for capital.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, gotta love that new iPhone. Oh, I'm going to get one tomorrow. Yeah, do it get you.
Hey, that's going to send them sales through the roof.
I know. Yep. Answer the question. Somebody's at home with their wife right now like, see, this is why the Truth Brothers shouldn't be on the air. I hate them so much. I need the Fabio Hotel. That is.
Wow.
Like, stop stolen. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. Forgot where we was at, man. Yeah. That was hilarious. That was hilarious,
yeah,
man.
We are talking about symbolisms, myths, and holidays. How do y'all feel? Give us a call and tell us how you feel.
That's 818-514-1202, 818-514-1202. Hit us up on our Facebook. Leave a message on a wall or whatever. We have the producer extraordinaire, Candace, holding that part of the job down, doing an excellent job. You can also hit us up at We Want Truth, T-R-U-F, We Want Truth, at att.net. Also, you can guys get us at Twitter.
There you go.
Big brother.
We have just covered it all. But, yeah, nah, man, here's another one. The Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
The Tooth Fairy, that seems pretty harmless.
Yeah.
The Tooth, you know, hey.
The Rock thinks so.
Woo. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
That's another story.
Yeah, he thought that movie time was over with.
It is.
No, yeah, the Fast and the Furious scene.
Nah, I know. He's in a couple of days.
Yeah,
he's in the G.I. Joe movie. The new G.I.
Yeah.
Joe.
No, that was just called Zeros on a Check, though.
No, you didn't. Think so?
Yeah, no, I think about it. The Fast and the Furious is a better part than G.I. Joe. It just lucked out and worked out. That's all.
I don't know.
He ain't been in a blockbuster in a minute until Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
The Tooth Fairy wasn't it.
No, none of the Disney movies did it. The Race to Witch Mountain.
Nope.
Yeah, his mountain was broke back. I don't see how that works.
Race to Broke Back Mountain.
Always run backwards.
But no, man, the Tooth Fairy. I really can kind of see the point to this when the children lose at this time. It's hard to get forgetting the toothache because it's time for the thing to go.
Right.
So they're not feeling great about that. And then you ever try to pull a kid too? They not the kids are logical. They don't buy. Hey man, why do you gotta yank this thing out?
Yeah, dude, I remember, man.
So then you throw them in with money, cash.
But you don't do it before. You tell them, hey, if you let me get it, I get what you said.
Yeah.
But my thing was, man, when I was losing teeth, man, I mean, we're going to get to this, but I used to tell my pops, and I used to, man, at a certain point in time when they wasn't home because pops and moms were working, I used to try everything. I tied strings, slammed doors. I did it all. I jumped off my bunk bed, all that. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I got tired of wiggling it. My
daughter and my son, they used to just get out. They do it themselves.
Yeah,
They wasn't doing it like as soon as it got loose, like, all right, it's time. But they would wait till, you know, they wait till it gets through. You know, it gets to a point to where it's going to come out. Sometimes the food take it out because it got so loose. So, and they would always, and I didn't tell them about the Tooth Fairy. I would just tell them, hey, if you be big and strong and let get this tooth, I'm going to reward you. You know, what would you like? You know, get for being a big girl or a big boy. Here's your reward.
Yep. Yeah, like, yeah, here's your chiclets. Put those in the smoke. Put those where the... You said a reward. This don't look like nothing to make me happy. But actually, the thing about it is, man, I don't have a big... It's not a... The Tooth Fairy thing is like more... You know,
well,
it's just...
You know, it's weird because the whole origin of the Tooth Fairy is kind of like that, too. And I had a hard time trying to get some information on the Tooth Fairy. It's one of those that just really seemed like it came together, and there's no real straight origin on the Tooth Fairy.
I just feel like an old drunk tale that somebody came up with one day. Just, hey, man, it happened because I saw him. Yeah, she was there. And, yeah, I think that's more or less what that is. But, man, I mean, I used to wait till a bunch of them came out and come shaking them in my pops. Hey, yeah, open my hand up and a bunch of teeth. And, hey, all these are dollars. When you get done, just tell them where to get them.
Did you do the Tooth Fairy when you was a kid, Candace?
As a matter of fact, we didn't pop that balloon. My dad did the whole Tooth Fairy thing, and one day I got real lucky because the Tooth Fairy left me a $20 bill as opposed to the $1 bill I was used to getting.
What?
And
don't you have a gold tooth?
No, I think he did it in the dark. And meant
Pops,
to pull out a dollar
Pops
and
grab the wrong bill.
Came out. Now, mind you, I was seven, so
you told him, "Hey, Pops, look what the two." Hey,
oh no,
hey,
no, he didn't mean to leave you a two. Oh, he meant to leave you this one.
There you go.
Let's trade.
Yep, you could take this to school and show your friends. How about that? Doesn't that sound grand?
So yeah, that got discounted by $19.
That Tooth Fairy gonna get
but...
these lights cut off.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm just playing. But I mean I never had a big problem with telling the kids about the Tooth Fairy. I never had a problem with that because it's not a big, to me, it's not a huge thing where it's like, if you're religious, it doesn't affect you. If you're not religious, it don't affect you at all.
Yeah, it's just right. Yeah,
it's one of them, whatever.
It's one of them, kind of like whatever. One of them, like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but you got people that
that's more of a racial thing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Even
true.
All races. Hey, even the I was finna go so racist.
Yeah, don't
on
go
my
there.
People.
Don't do that. Yeah,
I love
no.
my people. I do.
But,
that's what y'all don't know us yet, but you will, and over time you'll get my.
You
joke.
Know they have done studies, but you know when you think of the Tooth Fairy, what do you think?
Teeth.
No. What do they look like?
White lady.
Okay.
Dress.
Stop. Yeah. Tooth Fairy.
Basically, wings, pink dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with me that you thought the Tooth Fairy was this lady that, and like they did the survey and like 74% of the world's population believed the Tooth Fairy to be female, but then some, very few thought it would be a dude, and then you got The Rock doing that movie, which just threw me off.
Right.
But then if you remember Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah,
they got the Tooth Fairy as a fairy, but it was the Tooth Fairy is the fairy.
Oh, the girl,
with
the strong teeth,
with the magic toothbrush.
Right,
but it is a dude that do the teeth too. Wasn't it the dude?
It was one episode on Family Guy where the Tooth Fairy was a dude.
Right.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
So I mean that, but you think of fairies, you instantly think. Female,
yeah, fairy,
or
fairy slash dude is not a good look.
Right,
that not to me. I don't. Hey,
some people take calling them a fairy as an insult.
Right, which is why I looked at the post of that movie and I'm like, boy, their career is really going downhill because you're not putting that on me and put it under my tooth. No, sir.
The whole thing about that is checks clear. And I'm recession proof. That's where he's
right.
He's recession proof. Hey, I don't.
Yeah, but at the price of your soul, your
I mean, yeah,
watching
but
you.
I don't. I'm like, I got kids. I don't want my kids to go to school and give that bully kid the ammunition. Yeah, so your dad's a fairy, huh?
Yep, how that work?
Bring that up every time we in class. No.
Yeah, your dad's a fairy. But, yeah, as you can see, my dad's fairy got me this Maserati that's outside. How you like my love?
In grammar school, really.
In grammar school.
Okay.
In grammar school. See, I'm so rich, I don't need a license.
It's waiting on me.
Yep. Yeah, I just push it up the street because I know I'm going to drive it one day. But, yeah, I mean, but honestly, man, like we going back, the Tooth Fairy thing, then about the Halloween thing, it doesn't bother me. Like, I enjoy, a lot of people don't like Halloween because, like you said before, it's supposed to be something, but it's not celebrated. Like, Christians look at Halloween.
No, not Christians on a whole. Though,
no, I'm saying some.
Because it's way too popular. I mean, the entire culture, if the entire culture is celebrating it, Christianity ain't going to get to plant that flag, and we don't know. Very few of them.
No, I get
like, Jehovah's Witnesses and, you know, very few offshoots.
What I mean by that is I have friends, I have people that I know who just look at the Halloween thing as far as, no, we don't celebrate that because that's Devil's Day.
Right.
That's what they call it. That's the whole meaning of it. It's Devil's Day. I kind of looked at it like, okay, I didn't necessarily look at Halloween. Like, I've taken my kids trick-or-treating. I've done it.
Right.
The fact of when we did go out, I made sure that I if you had to have a costume, you can go as if you had a favorite superhero, you can go as a superhero.
All right.
If you had somebody, but you're not just gonna go as this something that would insult your culture to me. You're not gonna go as somebody who they can say,
right.
Oh,
Herman Cain.
Yeah, or Slave Man, the new hero, Catcher Freeman.
Right.
And I actually just wanted to make sure that, you know, that you were doing something that was nice, but I don't understand why people take it so. Again, before I say this, if anybody has any beef for Halloween, please call into the Truth Brothers 818-514-1202. But My thing is, I don't see the big deal. It's just you're taking some kids out. You're taking them to go get the candy or whatever, and you bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get older, like we did a whole thing last, I think it was 2 years ago at our house where we was, let's set up a haunted house and scare people. That was fun.
I don't really have a I like scary stuff to begin with.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with Halloween per se. I mean, to me, I mean, in my opinion, the most negative holiday on the calendar to me is Christopher Columbus.
Columbus Day. Oh yeah.
I can't say I don't participate. Mm-hmm. Don't want nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to celebrate genocide? Now I'm just not budging on. You can take Christopher Columbus and
shoot him out of cannon.
There you go. Because I got nothing. I want nothing to do with Christopher Columbus.
Shout out to all the Native American listeners, man.
Christopher Columbus.
That's just
first off, Christopher Columbus was an ass. He was a jerk.
Truth be told.
He was a philanderer. He was a scam artist.
Pedophile.
I know this.
Yeah.
He was really.
But we gonna celebrate
him. Crap.
But we're going to celebrate
and
this man.
And let's just tell the truth. He didn't discover America.
He did not. He did. How can you? I'm just saying, how can you discover some country that people are living? Hey, Ray, I'm going to go outside and discover your vet.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
So hold on. We got a caller. Hey, what's up, caller? You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hi, name Jerry. What's going on with your brothers?
How you doing, man? What you got to say?
I know I've been listening to you guys for a minute now. A couple of comments. For one, the whole Halloween thing, I really believe that just like with Christmas, we as brothers, we as black people seem to forget to give our kids, our children, their history on what Halloween actually is. And that is the front that we put on, and it's all our children don't believe, don't know that Halloween is, as we say, quote unquote, Devil's Day, you know, the goons and goblins. You know, our children are forced to believe that that's the day we go and get candy from all over the city. You know, no different than Christmas. Our children don't believe or don't know that Christmas is the day that Christ was born, or so they say that Christ was born.
Right.
So now, our children are sitting here like, okay, well, that's the day that we get gifts.
Right.
Because
they want to
come from whether it's Santa Claus or Mama and Daddy. But what we know is Christmas, we get gifts. Easter,
right.
We get eggs and candy, jelly beans. You know, so our kids only believe what we give them, what we instill into them. So all of these holidays, it's all about gifts and candy to our children because we don't teach them exactly what these holidays are. They just go with the flow.
Right, okay. True. So let me ask you this then. What do you tell your children about Christmas?
My children know exactly what Christmas is, and, you know, that is the birth of Christ. I do not give my children gifts on Christmas. We go and, you know, we do vacations. We do trips. I do not want my children on that traditional we getting gifts for Christmas. I don't spend Christmas with my family. It's me, my kids, my girl. We take vacations. Wherever they want to go, that's where we go. They want to go to Jamaica, we go there. They want to go to Disney World, we go there. But, you know, we in church every Sunday. You know, they understand the word. You know, they baptized and things of that nature. But I do not, you know, instill into any of my children that these holidays is about gifts and candy. You know, I want them to know and understand why these holidays, they say these are holidays and why we celebrate them, or
right,
why most people do celebrate them. And we as black people don't give our children the history on it. They, you know, look at it as a way to get gifts and get candy and, you know, pretty much riding their damn teeth.
Right.
You know,
okay, now let me ask you this real quick. What do you tell your kids about the 4th of July?
The 4th of July is the day that we so-called claim our independence. You know, as far as fireworks and... Go ahead.
Right. No, no. I'm feeling what you're saying, but you know, let's talk real for a minute. If we're gonna talk about the 4th of July, the 4th of July, we wasn't independent on Independence Day. We were still slaves.
No. I feel what you're saying, but I wanted to ask this brother real quick. What do you say about Columbus Day to your kids? That was my question. If we're exposed.
Right. No. I understood the Independence Day thing. I did. No difference with Columbus Day. I explain all of these holidays to my children, and I give them the history on it. With Columbus Day, I explain to them this is the day that they so-called claim that Columbus discovered America. My children understand that Columbus couldn't discover something that was already here. He ran into a country on accident. He was trying to go to Italy. He was going the wrong way.
Dig that. Yeah, he was trying to find India, which is why the right. Indians were named Native Americans were called Indians. Right. And you know, it's kind of disrespectful to
Native Americans.
Very much so. And Native Americans do not play with Columbus Day at all, and I could totally feel them on that.
But thanks for calling, bro. We appreciate that, and appreciate the love and the listen, man. Keep in tune.
That's right. So thank you for calling. We got about 10 minutes left. We're going to go into a quick commercial break, and then we're going to wrap things up. Truth Brothers.
I got a million ways to get it.
Uh-huh.
She's my girl. She was wise. Bring it back.
Now double
your money.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest bottles and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right, Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and I think we have a caller that came back.
Yeah, we got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, what's up? You on with Truth Brothers? What's your name?
Hey, yeah, this is Jerry, man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Oh, okay, you
called.
Bad, bro.
Yeah, no, man. We had kind of took you off there, man. But you got something else to say?
Yeah, no. You know, we had to get to them breaks, man.
Right.
You know?
we got to pay the bills, man.
Right. So, do your thing, man.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm glad you said, yeah, okay. Well, this portion of True Brothers is being brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Christopher Columbus, look what you done found.
You know what I'm saying, guy? You know, I mean, everything to me is just, in all honesty, it's just a glimpse of what's to come. I mean, all of the holidays and all of the fourth days as far as education, so to speak, if I can touch that just a minute, it's all a glimpse as to what's going to happen to our youth. Our kids, you know, our future generation, the children. You know, when I was growing up, you know, in high school, getting ready, coming up towards graduation day, we were all, you know, everybody was, you know, well, what college are you going to? You know, which ones did you apply to? Which ones did you get accepted to? You know, nowadays is, you know, what you doing when you get out? a school. If you, you know, those that high end, you know, they don't have that general knowledge as to even want to go to college as to what it actually means. Not the money aspect, just the further the education.
I mean, I feel you on that, Jerry, but a lot of kids feel like, you know, coming from a guy, you know, I've been to college. I've done a procedure, and a lot of guys and a lot of kids young, man, feel like there's no reason to go to college. I mean, I feel what you're saying, but they feel like they'd rather, a lot of kids are taking, instead of taking that transition to college, they'll go to a trade school, pick up a trade, something that they feel like they can use as soon as they get out. I'm going to be honest, my brother, smart dude, very, very smart, and he's a phlebotomist. And he didn't go to college to be a phlebotomist. He went to a school that taught him phlebotomy out the gate. And
right.
He told me, you know, he got accepted to Alabama A&M, and he told me he wished he wouldn't have went to Alabama A&M. He wished that as soon as he got out of college, he'd have went straight into that school, and then we'll do that. But, hey, bro, we really appreciate that, man. We got another call on the line, man, and we have to get back at you. But love and love.
Yeah, man, no, The going to school thing kind of threw me off, but trying to bring it back to these holidays, a holiday could be Black History Month. What do we do to get our kids more activated into Black History Month? What do we tell them? Black History Month irritates me because a lot of times they just go over the same thing. You get Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, George Washington Carver.
Real quick, my bad.
That's the end of the month.
Go ahead, Candace, real quick.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of incumbent nowadays because, unfortunately, you're not getting it from the schools. You know,
true.
Even when
I
was in grammar school, we got certain portions of it. We saw, you know, different things. But, you know, it starts with the schools, and then it also has to fall back on the parents as well. So I believe we have another caller.
Yeah, we got another
caller.
Hey, you on with Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello?
Guess not. They just bailed out on us. Okay.
Well, there it is.
Right.
Are we scaring people today?
Yeah, I think we're talking about Devil Day and people got scared and everything.
But to really, you know, to tap back onto what Candace said, I didn't really – the real things that I learned as far as, like, even with my people, I didn't really learn in school. I had one teacher that honestly taught me who really – had a lot to do with guiding me. Her name was Miss Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's, I don't know if I should plug her, but she's a great poet and she's a film director and she's a writer and everything. And she has a Facebook page that's called, that she goes by the name of Red Summer now. And she had a huge impact on my life. Like to show us that we were suns and they were moons and we, you know, we were gods and all this other stuff. And she really guided me and turned my feeble mind at the time. Like, I thought I was pretty book smart. I was like, oh, I know this because this is in a book. It has to be true. It's in a book. And she taught me to dig deeper into something that they're not going to show you.
Right.
So that's, that's a lot of knowledge. And that's one thing that I had always said. I wanted to at least instill in my kids that don't just accept what a lot of stuff you're going to learn. You're not going to learn in school. You're going to learn your fundamentals on how to learn in school, but you're not going to learn what to learn in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I felt. I feel like a lot of teachers we're more into teaching our kids what to know instead of how to learn.
True indeed. And a lot of that goes to a lot of these holidays. They want you to just participate and
be sheep.
And right, participate and celebrate, but don't get into the root of what Christmas
is. Right, that goes back to what Jerry was saying.
Right, don't get into the root of 4th of July. I mean, for a long time, man, I didn't even barbecue on the 4th of July because I'm like, it really don't have anything to do with me.
You know what? I'm going to cut you off, bro, but my thing is, I always said that I look at holidays if I have to, because I know my family participates in a lot of holidays, and I do it to be around my family.
Exactly.
Last year I had an auntie that we pretty much, we didn't know exactly it was going to be her last Christmas,
right,
but we were all around her and I had her laughing and I'm
right.
doing all of this for her, and she passed like this April, I believe. And if I wouldn't have went, that would have been my last. I wouldn't have had any idea of her or anything like that. And the fact that I was able to make her laugh, I wish that was the last image of her that I saw, but it wasn't.
But yeah, but that's kind of what I was getting at. You know, over time, I softened my stance on a lot of these holidays because now when I'm doing something on a holiday, I'm doing it to be with my family.
Right.
I'm doing it to be with the ones I love more than I'm celebrating the day.
Okay.
I mean, and then it's some that I just don't really, I don't have a big problem with Halloween. I really don't. I try to make it positive. My kids wanted to do something. I didn't let them go trick or treating, but I tried to keep it real positive.
Right, right.
That's what I tried to do. But again, we trying to keep the show real positive, and we like to say thank you to everybody who called.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who sent us a message. And
pretty much, we want to give a shout out to Afian Crockett, everybody else, Black Dynamite, all of our sponsors that we had on our True Brothers Radio today. And if I couldn't get to you, I'm absolutely sorry. Get better.
We'll get to you. We'll get to you next week. And remember, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Why is garbage music selling a lot? Why is the music industry state of mind real far from hip-hop? Why vote Republican if you black? Why build more jails, less schools, cause we under attack? Why keep the 4 pound in the air? The revolution will